Can I have this in U.S. Room?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, could you just please state your name? Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for being patient and waiting on us, sir. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Mark Ortega, 243-880.
Okay, Mr. Ortega, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Coming to my left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. To my immediate left is the Honorable David Neal, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be conducting your acting as your panel chair today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Oliveri. You can see Mr. Oliveri now at this time, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, on that form, it also notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to speak on your behalf at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Ortega. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Mesa House, 28 South Olive, Mesa, Arizona, on or about October 22nd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Ortega, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he had violated the terms and condition of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two of your hearing, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Ortega, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board that you haven't been able to present. At this time, we're going to start out with Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Ortega was released from the Department of Corrections on October 2nd of 2017. He was arrested on October 31st of 2017 by Mesa PD on our absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 9 days absconded. His projected supervision end date will be on February 8th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, marijuana violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2007, theft, 1 year. 2008, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 2013, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. And in 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. The offender has 3 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are 2-3, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 3. STG gang information, he is an admitted member of the criminal street gang Westside Mesa. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS release, completion, 4 months. And in 2014, TIS release, completion, 1 month. The offender has minimal disciplinary history, one other arrest, 2011, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation, and his community risk level is a G6, V6.
Okay, Mr. Tate, I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. Then I'm going to get some comments from you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I see that you were released on October 2nd. When you were released from Arizona, from the prison, You were released to reside at your approved residence at the Mesa House at 20 Olive in Mesa, Arizona. Then on the 22nd, you were discharged from the Mesa House due to failure to return to the address. This was the last known address that you actually had there. You were referred for some work, but doesn't show that you were working. Were you working during that period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So why did you leave the Mesa House?
Because I wanted to see my daughter. I was going to buy her that food and clothes, but I never was able to find her. It's been 3 years.
So when you say you left because you wanted to see your daughter, you didn't know where she was at when you left?
Someone told me where, but I couldn't find it, and it just frustrated me. You know what I mean? It's been 3 years.
Okay, so it says that also you were referred to treatment assessing and screening that task for randomly announced colored men. However, during that period of time, you did not submit any UA samples because I guess your number wasn't called up during this period of time. You did complete CHC screening substance abuse on October 23rd, and then you were discharged from CHC for missing classes on October 17th and October 20th. You did not complete your program while you were there. How come you didn't complete the program? Is that when you left?
I was working. I tried to leave, but we was all the way in Chandler, so I didn't have a phone at the time to call to let them know.
So you were an absconder for just only nine days. What happened when you had contact with the police, sir? How'd you come in contact with the police?
We was on my way to the store, and the driver, I guess, was swerving or something, and then we got pulled over. They never told us why they pulled us over.
Okay. So were you doing drugs while you were out during this period of time, sir?
No.
So, sir, do you know where your daughter is now?
She's with her mom's mom in Mesa somewhere.
And how old is your daughter, sir?
She'll be 8 next month.
Uh-huh. So is there a reason why you don't have any contact with them, sir?
Because I was getting high and I didn't want to be around her. I was trying my best to get sober. And I just wanted to get high and pee out, you know what I mean? But I've changed all that. I've been clean a year. I'm ready to be in her life. I'm ready to go back to work.
Okay, so who were you with? I mean, were you just with friends while you were out, or where were you staying while you were out, sir, while you absconded?
My ex-girlfriend. Her brothers.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Yes, sir. Mr. Ortega, what do you do for work? You mentioned working. What do you do?
I was landscaping. We was, you know, the media's in the middle of the streets.
Yep.
We cut the trees that we break the, by the sidewalks.
Okay.
We just do landscaping.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Mr. Quinones.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Ortega?
Yes.
Just follow up here from my understanding. You're missing from community supervision for 9 days, and you said that you've been sober for a year, so you didn't have a relapse or anything when you were outside of the correction system?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to get high no more.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, I see no further questions coming from the board. Mr. Taker, before the board goes into discussing, sir, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board or any information you'd like to give to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I don't. Thank you.
Okay. So, Mr. Taker, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. It may appear as though we're talking to you. However, we're going to be talking amongst ourselves during the time we're making the determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. So I have one more question for you before we go into discussion. Because you have three, this is your third time in DOC. And in 2009 and 14, you completed your community supervision. What was the difference between then and now, sir?
Because I think after the first time I got out, I was 5 years clean, so I was there to take care of my daughter. And the second time, I lost my dad, and it just broke me down.
Okay. All right, Mr. Ortega, the board's going to go in discussion, sir. Please remain silent while the board's in discussion. The board's now into discussion. This is a case where it appears that Mr. Ortega, at least at one point, had a drug problem, but he was arrested in 2016 for having drug paraphernalia, so I'm not sure that he's not still doing drugs. He has a minimal amount of priors, although he's done three terms. One was in all of those terms involved marijuana or dangerous drugs or drug paraphernalia that he actually was in. He wasn't absconded for 9 days. He said that the reason that he left the facility that he was staying at is because he wanted to find his daughter. However, he didn't know where his daughter was and he was unable to located his daughter, and he was said he was subsequently arrested when he was with someone else who was driving. Don't know why the police actually stopped him in Mason. He's due to be released on February 18th of 2018. His time will be February 8th. I said 18th, but it looks like February 8th of 2018. He's due to be released, which is about 2 months away that he'll be released. But I think he needs to take some time out. I'm not quite sure that he's not doing drugs since he had the drug paraphernalia in 2016, although he said he wasn't doing any drugs during that 9-day period that he was actually out. But if Mr. Taylor just takes some time and really get himself together so that he can try to find his daughter, work with his CO3 while he's there to come up with a program or really a plan so that he can be successful when he gets out. He does have a drug problem and may have to go into some type of drug rehab problem, but he can really work with his CO3 to get something done when he's done. That's my opinion at this time. However, I would be willing to listen to the rest of the board.
I agree.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ortega, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways of conduct, as he wasn't absconding for 9 days, and we have no clear idea what he was doing during that period of time.
Jenny?
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Ortega, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. I do want to just take some time to tell you, sir, take this time that you have left. You'll be released on February 8th of 2018. Take the time that you have left. Work with your CO3 while you're in there. See about some type of program you can get into when you get out, sir. And also try to see what you can do to locate your daughter so that when you get out, you can locate your daughter and become a productive citizen, sir. And hopefully we won't have to see you back before this board again, or you won't have any negative contacts with the law enforcement again, sir. I want to thank you for participating in the hearing at this time, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Taker. Please don't hang up the phone, but just kind of lay it down for us if you don't mind.
Okay, thank you.